Avodas El Shir number 4. Continuing the narrative in the Gemara in Avodas Zarah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a, we examine the immediate response of Elazar ben Derdaya after receiving the wake-up call from the prostitute. Realizing the gravity of the spiritual state, he went and sat between the mountains and the hills, attempting to find external intermediaries to plead for rachman, for mercy on his behalf. He turned to the Harim of Gavois, the mountains and the hills. He asked them to beseech mercy, Bakshu alei rachamim, for him. They responded that they must daven for themselves first, citing a pasuk in Yeshaya 54:10, Ki eharim yamushu v'agvoyos timudeno, for the mountains may depart and the hills may be removed. Meaning, if they themselves will not endure internally, how can they pray for him to endure internally? He was asking them to pray for his Olam Haba. Then he turned to the Shemayim Baretz, the heaven and the earth, to request mercy. They likewise responded to Pasuk in Yeshaya 51:6, Ki Shemayim Ka'oson Nimlachu Va'aretz Kebeget Tivle, for the heavens shall vanish like smoke and the earth shall wear out like a garment, refusing on the same grounds as the mountains and the hills, saying that they don't have eternity, only humans could get eternity. He turned to the sun and moon, who answered with a pasuk Yeshaya as well, 24:23. The moon shall be confounded and the sun ashamed. So the commentaries over there, Tosfos and Rabbeinu Hananel, explain these two approaches to understand this dialogue. One view is that this represents an internal mental struggle and contemplation within Elazar ben Derdaya's own mind. The second view brought by Tosfos is that he had a literal spiritual dialogue with the Malach, the angel appointed over each of these cosmic elements. The Maral, explained by Rabbi Chaim Freelander, explains the deeper philosophical lesson behind this dialogue. Number one, the purpose of creation, the Tachlis HaBriya. Humanity, meaning people, is the entire purpose for which the universe was created. When a Jew excels in Ruchnius and spirituality, they grant purpose and sustained existence to the entire world, including the objects of nature. This is derived from the Pasuk in Bereishis 1:31, and the phrase Yom Hashishi, on the sixth day. The extra hey, where Chazal expound in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, teach that Hashem made a condition with creation. If Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah on the sixth day of Sivan, creation endures. If not, the world returns to Tohu V'vohu. Number two, the message from the elements. By becoming deeply submerged in severe sin and averas, a person destroys their own reason for existence. The prostitute's puff of air signaled to Elazar ben Derdaya that continuing on this path meant forfeiting his existence. Elazar initially thought perhaps physical creation can advocate for me since elements exist to serve those who serve Hashem. The elements replied, in Olam Haba, meaning the world to come, physical creation has no independent standing to grant an individual internal life. Physical elements cannot build an internal soul. Only a person's own internal spiritual choices can build their Olam Haba. Because physicality doesn't have eternal soul. Recognizing that no cosmic force, element, or eternal factor could save him, Elazar ben Derdaya arrived at the ultimate breakthrough. Omar, he declared, Ein hadavar talu elo bi, the matter depends on no one but me. He placed his head between his knees, wept bitterly, and cried out until his soul departed, earning his portion of Olam Haba, from having here a tshuva. And he also earned the title as rabbi, I think. When people are dissatisfied with their standing in Ruchnius, the automatic human tendency is to blame external factors. For example, people blame their environment, their upbringing, their busy schedules, or their difficult circumstances, etc. Elazar ben Derdaya teaches us that these external excuses are merely self-justifications. True tshuva begins when an individual stops looking outward and realizes that spiritual growth is 100% dependent upon their own personal decisions, an effort to utilize their potential to connect to Hashem. Like Hillel says in Pirkei Avos 1:14, Ahuva Yomer used to say, Im ein ani li mili, kishani la'asmi mo'ani, ve'im li achshav mo'asai. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? And if I'm only for myself, who am I? And if not now, when? Rav Inyan Shar Tshuva Shar Beis, Ois 26, it says, Ki im ha'adam lo yo'irer nafshoi ma yo'iluhu ha'maisarim. If a person does not arouse his own soul, what good will external rebukes and Musar do for him? Rabbi Yonah warns never to expect that transformation will magically arrive from an external force. While external rebukes, Musar, and supportive environments help, the fundamental engine of change requires taking 100% personal responsibility into your own hands. To summarize our mindset, stop the blame game. External circumstances and justifications will never build your Olam Haba. Ein hadavar tol ela bi. Real spiritual growth and tshuva happen the moment you realize that your connection to Hashem depends entirely on your own decision and effort. External inspiration can assist you, but the commitment to change must be generated from within.